This is Dr. Mejia, the champ for the patient, Randolph Martins, medical records 149847, that was 924-1964. Referring physician, Dr. Muzarat Moon, procedure perform. EGD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies, neck cardiopulpectomy, that procedure made, 13-2022 indications. Heartburn, hysterocolon polyp, GERD, diarrhea, post-op diagnosis, inflation 1, polyp in the body of the stomach, number 2, mild gastritis, number 3, esophagitis, LA class B. Next number, internal hemorrhage. Next number, for colon polyps removed. Next number, colitis of the cecum and ascending colon paragraph. Deformed insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD. Cecum terminal ileum for the colonoscopy. Complications, non-immediate medication, aspirin, motor, and CCA care. Withdrawal time was 9 minutes. Preparation was fair, paragraph. Operative yes, per double template, paragraph. Findings, EGD findings, oropharynx, apianoma, paragraph, esophagus. There's erythema and erosions in the distal esophagus consistent with LA class B esophagitis, paragraph. Stomach test mildly diffuse erythema and antral body biopsies taken right pylori, paragraph. There's a diminished polyp in the body of the stomach biopsies taken, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2, apianoma biopsies were taken from second portion of the duodenum for last celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. In the rectum, there's a pedunculated polyp 5 millimeters, erythematous removed by hot snare polypectomy, paragraph. Rest of the sigmoid descending colon appear normal, paragraph, and it's appear normal, paragraph, and distal transverse colon, there's a cis polyp 8 millimeters from over neck cardiopulpectomy, paragraph, and the mid transverse colon, there's a cis polyp about 8 millimeters from over neck cardiopulpectomy, paragraph, in the proximal transverse colon, there's a small polyp 5 millimeters from over coast neck polypectomy, paragraph, hepatic flexure appear normal, paragraph, and the ascending colon cecum, there's erythema and erosions and subepithelial hemorrhages, this is consistent with mild to moderate colitis period, multiple biopsies taken from the ascending colon cecum period, terminal ileum appear normal period paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports, number 2, anti-reflux measures, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical, number 5, we study patient on protonix, follow milligrams per daily. Next number, if ulcerative colitis confirmed, patient will be started on mesalamine. Next number, patient is to follow up in GIOPS in 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years for the purposes of surveillance of colon polyps. Next number, if ulcerative colitis confirmed, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to evaluate for mucosal healing once he's been started on appropriate treatment period. Patient is to follow up in GIOPS in 3 to 4 weeks period and of dictation.